Welcome to a special edition of the 1010 Thrive podcast. Welcome back home, a modern day parable. In our previous episode, after secretly traveling to audition for American Idol, Michelle shocks her family when she returns with a coveted golden ticket to Hollywood. Her father, Jeremiah, forbids her to go, fearing the temptations and emptiness of fame. Their confrontation reveals deep wounds and differing visions of faith and freedom. As Michelle storms out, Jeremiah's heartbreak turns into prayer, asking God to keep the daughter he can no longer control.
I got the ticket. Out of hundreds, I made it. They called my name, said you're going to Hollywood. But my father just can't see that this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. I didn't ask for a free pass. I didn't ask to skip school or run wild. I just wanted him to say he would support me. I wanted him to be happy for me. Oh, Mommy, I miss you so much. How would you have handled this? Would you have said no too? What did you write in your journal? I pray she'll have the courage I never had. I don't want her to wake up at 40 wondering, what if I had just tried? I did try, and it worked. So why does it feel like I did something wrong? Maybe I should just stay, sing the solos, lead praise team, smile like I'm supposed to. Or maybe they just want me to be safe, manageable, predictable, holy, and quiet.
I see the hands raised in the pew. Say God just spoke through you, but did they hear your voice or mine? Do they want heaven or just a shine?
I said, yes, Lord. But what did I say yes to? And what do I want to say yes to today?
What are you doing?
I'm going out. There's a party at Tina's house, and Malik is taking me.
Dad isn't going to let you go.
I'm not asking him.
When he finds out, he's going to hit the roof.
He overreacts to everything. When I pierced my ears, you would have thought that I had committed armed robbery. And do you remember how crazy he was when he found out about the little rose tattoo on my shoulder? The veins in his neck were bulging so large that I thought they would burst.
Ever since Mom died, it seems as if you've been in free fall.
Why? Because I don't accept everything that he tells us to do like some dumb sheep?
No! Because it seems that you're making one self-destructive choice after another.
Save it, sis. When I want your trifling opinion, I'll ask you for it.
How can you turn your back on everything that this family stands for and believes in?
Why do you have to follow someone else's blueprint for your life?
I'm doing the right thing, Michelle. Why can't you just do that for a change?
How can you ask me why? Because I hate not being able to live my life the way I please. I hate having to go to church all the time. I hate having to listen to people tell me how bad I am or how bad it is out there or how bad everybody around me is. Can you honestly tell me that you're happy here, Liz? Don't you want your freedom?
How can you be free when you're a slave to sin?
Really, Liz? That's what you're going with? Sometimes you make me want to throw up. Who talks like that?
Let me read you something that we studied in youth fellowship last week. For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, nor indeed can be. So then those who are in the flesh cannot please God.
Come on! Stop quoting scripture to me all the time. You're like some annoying robot girl. Just back off. I don't have time for this.
There she goes, always running away from God. And running to what? What is it about the life that Tina and Malik and all her other friends are calling her to that is so appealing? She can't be really happy destroying her life, can she? Or is there something there that I don't understand? Who's the fool in all of this? Her or me?
There's a big world out there filled with light that never fade. Lots of doors that open wide to stages I could claim. Sometimes late at night I wonder, when rules feel like a chain, am I missing out on something that exists beyond this lane? Am I the fool for holding steady? Am I naive for saying no? They're all out chasing after plenty. I stay behind, afraid to go. They call it freedom, I call it danger. But when they laugh, I feel unsure. Am I the fool for following the rules? Or is God keeping my heart pure? Michelle is out chasing highs, her dreams too big for her to serve. She calls my faith a prison, laughs and says I've lost my nerve. But I can't help but feel the question creeping up from time to time. Am I giving up on living or walking the right line? Am I the fool for holding steady? Does obedience hold me back? They're out living in the moment while I'm stuck on this narrow track. Laugh if you must, but I'll keep believing. I'll take his word as tried and true. I may be the fool for following. Maybe that's the wisest thing to do.
You know, there's a restlessness that settles in the soul when we try to find peace apart from God. We chase after things we think will satisfy us. Success, recognition, freedom from rules. But we discover that none of it fills the empty place inside. Augustine said it best. Our hearts are restless until they find their rest in thee. You can run to the ends of the earth. You can gather all the world has to offer. But until you come back to the one who made you, you'll never find true peace. The world promises freedom, but only God delivers rest. The world promises fulfillment, but only God satisfies the soul. Don't wait until you've exhausted every other option to discover what your heart has known all along. There is no peace apart from Him.
I'll take His word as tried and true. I may be the fool. For following rules, but maybe that's the wisest thing to do.
Welcome Back Home, a modern parable. to be continued.